Yesterday, you know who had his third trip to Walter Reed Medical Center in 13 months. The visit comes after months of speculation over his bruised hands, swollen ankles, footage of him nodding off. CNN's medical correspondent, Dr. Jonathan Reiner, weighed in on it yesterday. Take a look.
The president has severe daytime somnolence. He falls asleep very often. He's fallen asleep in the Oval Office on multiple occasions with people talking to him in the cabinet room. And there was concern yesterday that he might have fallen asleep at Arlington National Cemetery during Memorial Day observances. And chronic insomnia is a severe illness. It can result in an increase in the risk of dementia, decrease in cognitive effects in older people. It's a real problem, and the president appears to struggle to stay awake during the day. And I'd like to hear what the White House has done to evaluate why the president has this increased daytime somnolence and what they're doing to improve that.
So, but the White House says you know who remains in excellent health. They also lashed out on social media, posting screen grabs of reporters with their eyes closed, along with the captions claiming they're asleep and must be in bad health. That what they've discovered is these are a lot of blinking shots.
Right,
of course they are shots when you're blinking. So the White House is claiming the media is using hot shots of him blinking. So I thought we should take a look at some footage because a blink, you know, let's see what happens.
Okay.
No. Those are long blinks.
Okay.
Those are very long blinks.
Okay.
Melania must be keeping them up at night.